magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. And as Marianne and I were just finishing praying and talking about the fact that 9/11 was 18 years ago today.
Hard to believe.
18 years. And you mentioned that for many of the college students that we know, they were either just being born or just born, you know, during this time or, you know, within the year.
Their whole life has been in this particular paradigm of that having happened. Yeah. And I know when we were growing up, it was just unthinkable.
Right, right. Well, what popped up on my phone is the September 11 attacks were a series of four coordinated terrorist attacks by the Islamic terrorist group Al-Qaeda against the United States on the morning of Tuesday, September 11, 2001. The attacks killed 2,996 people, injured over 6,000 others, and caused at least $10 billion in infrastructure and property damage. Additional people died of 9/11-related cancer and respiratory diseases in the months and years following the attack. So
oh my goodness.
We somberly remember this day 18 years ago, and I've told this story many times. We were in Israel on a trip, and they're 8 hours ahead. So we were at the Western Wall. We came out of the tunnel tour. Our guide right away pulled me to the side and said, something just happened in New York City. A plane hit a building, and they're still trying to figure out what went on. Was it a terrorist attack? Because this was, I think this was 3 minutes after it happened. They already knew in Israel.
Yeah.
And so we decided it was the end of our day. It was like 4:30, which was like 8:30 New York time. We got back to the hotel, and as a group, we literally saw the other plane hit the other Trade Tower building. We saw that as a group. And then they instantly, within the next day or two, grounded all the flights international, and we couldn't even return. We were going to be returning the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were one of the first flights back into the United States, and it was a different United States that we returned to.
Yes, it was.
And some of the circumstances, I think we all could remember that day or what was going on or connecting with a loved one, because suddenly the precious life that we all had, it's like we wanted to share it. We wanted to make sure our loved ones were safe or secure. Many people started attending churches. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when we got back in the United States and there were armored vehicles at the airport and there were National Guard all around the airport. And as we came back and we saw all the American flags on bridges and flying, and it was a different America. And it was
a rock to the nation.
Profound. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're mindful of that on this special day, day of remembrance and a day of thanking God that he continues to work through tragedy and circumstance and can bring peace.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that on Monday, the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
We can have peace even during unsettling times, even during tragedies, even during, you know, outrageous circumstances like that.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Outrageous circumstances.
Wow. So 9/11 forever etched in all of our hearts and minds.
God bless America.
Amen. On this Wednesday, we have a tendency, or our pattern is, our Prime Life Times in Review, a paper that we believe is also being used of God in a unique way.
I do think so.
Reaching not only those that listen to Great News Radio, but a whole swath, would you say, of people?
Yeah, a word.
I don't know how often it's used of people, but
I think it is.
A whole variety of people that can pick up our papers in these 300-plus locations and read it and recognize that the content is informative, engaging, and positive, and yet it's more than that because we have so many content contributors that are believers that intersperse godly principles, or like in the case of Joey Kroll, a devotional thought oftentimes featuring a scripture verse or highlighting something that God is doing or how he's at work, and continue to get feedback of people saying, this is a real interesting paper, wonderful paper. So,
I was telling you just a bit ago that you have told the story and you've told it to me of how impacting the book The Marketplace was for you when you were younger. And you've done that. Like, this paper is out in the marketplace. And, well, let me go back and say what that book is about. The book is about how Christians can impact the marketplace.
Yeah. Well, part of that is that Colossians 3.23 and 3.18 and 3.23, that they're both very similar. It's like, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart is working for the Lord, not for men. And then whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all mm-hmm. for the name of the Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. giving thanks to God the Father through him. But mm-hmm. it was the impact that we can have in the marketplace,
right.
in our vocation, in the things that we do, in our hobbies,
yeah.
how we interact with people. Whatever you do, work at with all your heart mm-hmm. as serving the Lord. And so you might say, I'm in a career, I'm working for Busey Bank
right.
or at the University of Illinois. But nope, you might be paid by them, but
right.
you're really ultimately, hopefully, your mindset is you're working for God.
Right.
And so whatever we do, whether it's a hobby, an interest, mm-hmm. or how we can, through a radio ministry, influence people by writing this paper, having
yeah.
good content. That's why we hired you, Marianne,
oh,
to
thank
bring
you.
Together this great content, to be an editor-in-chief, to oversee the value of putting good content, good God-honoring content together so people enjoy reading it, they're captivated by the stories, and then as we pray up and our team prays up,
mm-hmm.
they say there's something different about this
yeah,
paper.
Yeah.
There's something about these articles. There's something that's drawing me to a greater good. And we know that is the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's not always overt. It's not like every story has a scripture verse
right.
or says praise the Lord at the end
right.
of it. It's just good godly content.
It's just another example, though, for me, of how you've walked out that book in your life. This paper is reaching so many people
yeah.
who don't go to church and all sorts of things like that, but they're hearing about God.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, the Monday Memorization, Robert Morgan's book, mm-hmm. he talks about how people can hear a scripture or a story or just a little snippet of something and forget they even heard it. And then later, when they're in trouble, that scripture verse or that devotional comes back riveting into their mind. And I think that's going to be true of this paper.
Mm.
I think they're going to read Joey's article and some of Kathleen's and other things and, you know, just may kind of float by a few times. And then at some point, it's going to click in.
Yeah. Well, that's what we've, since the onset, when we started praying up this paper and we involved our listeners to
yes.
be engaged and to be praying for it, because you never know how God uses the planting of the seeds, whether
that's
it's
right.
the written word, whether it's a radio broadcast, whether it's the Christian volunteer that's delivering the paper
mm-hmm.
that holds the
Absolutely.
Door open for the woman with her baby, or the situation where they just say an encouraging word, or bless the restaurant owner, or
mm-hmm.
you have Richard Berkey out there just being the sweetest, dearest
Richard
man, yeah, and you know, smiling and caring for somebody
yeah.
that
in the marketplace,
yeah, that causes people to take a second look or to think what makes them tick
yeah.
or why are they that way. Or why is this content so encouraging
yeah,
and positive?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
you know, they find out about the radio station because of our little advertisement
sure.
or
yeah.
something that's referenced in there about Great News Radio. And then they tune in and they're like, wow, this is not all the trash talk or the
right,
fake news
right.
or the reporting that's filled with salacious stuff.
Yeah.
This is like good, healthy, interesting content. So, yeah, we do continue to pray that God uses this paper in unique ways. And we would ask you to pray with us that as people pick up this paper in over 300 locations, that they get encouraged by what they read. And like you said, the stories, the content themselves
mm-hmm.
are good, God-honoring stories.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily like with the scripture verse or here's the biblical
uh-huh.
exegesis, you know, the,
right.
how we dissect it
right,
and find
right.
all the biblical parallels or the stated verse. It's good, God-honoring content because God's the creator of all things.
Well, I really like it how you have fleshed out this multi-pronged approach. I mean, we've got the singing men out there. We've got the paper out there with devotionals in it.
Yeah.
Other things. You've got the radio ministry, but all these things that are reaching people.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
It's
Thank
exciting
you.
Times. Well, to God be the glory, and we trust in the days ahead. Those that have tuned in for a month or two, I'm biting at the bit. We're getting closer.
No, we're not going to do that right
to
now.
To be able to make an announcement, but not quite yet, but we do see God's hand at work, and we are privileged and thankful that he can use broadcasts, he can use technology, you can use the written word. Now, there's nothing better than his written word and the word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
But all these means or mechanisms or techniques can all enhance what he wants to have done in the church. But there's people that aren't ready to attend church yet.
Yeah.
Or for whatever reason can't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they're shut in or they're incarcerated or they're in a situation where they're not able to gather with other believers
mm-hmm.
and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Or maybe they're not ready yet because of hurt or baggage or some of the hypocrisy maybe they've seen. So they're taking baby steps. steps and through the paper or through the broadcast or through attending a Singing Men concert or some of the other events that we put on. And we're talking about a special event a year from now, so I can't wait to talk about that in the coming days. But, yeah, thank you, God, that what is the hound dog from heaven, that he's always pursuing
us.
Hounds of heaven are after you.
Something like, I don't know.
Well,
I can't remember.
The fact that God pursues us.
We need Rob, our literary device person.
But there's so many different ways that he pursues us and woos us to himself, and through broadcasts, through paper, through events and gatherings, and through you today, believer, those of you that follow Christ, that have that fragrance of Christ upon you, allow the Holy Spirit to be that healing balm, that word of hope to that hurting brother or sister or loved one or neighbor or that stranger that comes across your path and says, why are you so filled with joy today? Well, let me talk about the King of Joy, the Lord Jesus Christ. So.
Yeah. And just, you know, people at work, just pray that as you enter a room, that the presence of God goes with you.
Yeah.
That is a stronger witness than people realize.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just going in the room and the presence of God is in them.
Yeah.
It just radiates out.
Yeah. It was Jesus that said, greater things than what I do, you will be doing.
Yeah.
And so the masses that we can touch. And
we need to get there.
We can have. But it begins with, like you said, Lord, use me today. Please
That's work
through me. Lord,
humility.
When I enter this room, go with me as your Holy Spirit is a part of me. Lord, when I make that phone call, give me your words of healing and hope and health. And
but isn't that something? If the presence of God is in us, then where we go, it goes with us.
Yeah,
it's an amazing thought when you get down to it.
Yeah, it'd blow you away if you think about it too much today. But that's the power that God desires to work through us.
I know.
Amazing. Well, he works through Joey Crowe, we know
he sure does.
And Joey Crowe writes an article each and every month, a devotional thought in our Prime Life Times, and I'm holding before me the September edition, and 2 years next month. October's edition will have completed 2 years of
you
publishing the Prime Life Times.
You going to order pizza or something?
Yeah, Jason's still waiting for like his 5-year anniversary cupcake,
and
then 6-year and 7-year.
I'll go buy. Give me the money.
Yeah, that's right. 2 years of publishing the Prime Life Times. That'll be next month. So,
wow,
it's exciting.
We'll have to do something.
Yeah. Remind me after the program.
I will. Don't worry.
Especially if it involves food, right?
It's on the air. Everybody will remind you. Okay. Okay, so can I read Wayside Chapel?
Okay, Wayside Chapel, that's September edition, and that's what, B5?
B4.
B4.
Page B4.
It's a hit.
Okay, Wayside Chapel, The Seasons of Life by Dr. Joey Kroll. September brings the end of summer and the beginning of autumn. We'll start to see a touch of yellow and orange on leaves that were once completely green. We'll see the temperatures start to dip and windows open to catch a fresh breeze of that autumn air. There's no beauty like the grand entrance of fall. Oh, isn't that good writing?
Yep.
As the seasons change in weather, I'm reminded that life itself is full of seasons. We all experience change and transition in life. Sometimes those changes are exciting and feel like we're on top of the world. At other times, we feel let down and discouraged, and we find ourselves struggling to embrace a new season in life. John the Baptist's calling was to proclaim and prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah, Jesus. However, when Jesus finally arrived on the scene, John's job was done. He had fulfilled his role. One of John's followers came to him and said that people were starting to follow Jesus instead of John. John replied, "This joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease."
I love that verse.
I know.
There's been different times the Lord has really helped me to grasp that and desire that. Lord, you must become greater. Help me become less. And I think it's such a healthy position for all of us. We need to come to this point that the Lord needs to be the greater one in us, the greater one that we talked about, the greater one focused on. Because our tendency, at least mine, is to be sometimes self-absorbed, or it's about me, or talking too much about me. And it's like, oh, Lord, help me again. You must become greater. I must become less.
That's really powerful. I like that. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:29-30. John could have held on to the very prominent position he had. He could have tightened his grip on the fame and recognition he had received. Instead, he surrendered to the reality that his season of serving in that particular role had come to an end. You might be entering a new and difficult season of life. It might require that you let go of everything you know. If that's the case, know that God is in the midst of every season of life. There is nothing that surprises him, and there is nothing that is too hard for him. God has a way of making a way where there is no way.
There's a great song.
I know. Yeah. Don Moen, is it?
Yeah, or,
yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, there is. He has a way of making rivers in a dry desert. He has a way of doing the impossible. As you enter a new season, embrace it while clinging on to the one who gives us grace and strength when we truly need it.
And that one, O-N-E, is a capital
O. You bet. The one.
Yeah, the one.
Yeah.
Dr. Joey Kroll is a pastor, Great News Radio host, and author of At the King's Feet, available at Amazon and at the Great News Radio
right
Center
here
at Lincoln Square, Urbana. Contact him at joey@greatnewsradio.org.
And you can hear him every Thursday and every Sunday morning.
Yes, and Sunday evening when the re-airing of Sunday Worship,
true,
a special 29.5-minute program. We preempt SRN News, give them an extra few minutes to play songs and music. But, yeah, we appreciate Joey with this radio ministry, I think, close to 7 or 8 years,
oh, wow.
9 years. I mean, he's been with us a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a real gift and loves to divide God's word and talk about it and share devotional thoughts in a cheery, good-mannered way. Appreciate the ministry work and how God raised him up. And this passage, this reminds me, like John the Baptist, as people will say, you know, he served so faithfully, but you know how his ending was,
mm-hmm,
with Herod, and
pretty
he gets
rough,
beheaded. And just imagine you've been serving alongside Jesus. I guess he's a cousin.
Yeah,
he was.
How
that all worked. And, you know, you see the miracles and you've seen the unique way God's using him. You know he's the Son of God, and yet you see him in human form. So there's, mm-hmm, kind of some mystery there. But he knows about the miraculous birth. His birth was miraculous.
Yeah, they both were in different ways.
And
yeah,
he's following the Lord. He's baptizing, and Jesus meets him out in the river and says, no, you know, I can't baptize you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're the Son of God. And
not worthy
Jesus,
to tie your shoes.
Yeah,
yeah,
Jesus says, just go ahead and do it. Mm. And then there's that special appearing of the Holy Spirit or the dove.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But anyways, that brings me to a point. So now John's in jail. He's in prison.
Yeah.
Herod's, because of the shenanigans going on, okay, I'll give you half of up to my kingdom, whatever you ask.
Yeah.
And his, what, niece or
yeah,
his wife's
yeah,
daughter, whatever,
yeah,
runs and give me John, the head of John the Baptist.
Yeah.
But can you imagine John, like, what? What's going to go on? And then there was some point where John sends his disciples,
yeah,
that, you know, verifying, make sure that you yeah are the one. Because he, like all of us, had maybe some doubts or second guessing or questioning.
They've interpreted that scripture different ways. He
yeah
may have been kind of pushing Jesus, you know, if you're the one, to do it, do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, now's the time.
Yeah, move ahead,
yeah,
you know. Or,
yeah,
or it could be having doubts, or it's hard to really know.
Yeah, know
yeah
what's in his heart. But
yeah
the fact that things didn't end up well for him. I mean, he died
a martyr's death.
Yeah. So I guess all to say that, you know, sometimes you can be in the very center of God's will and circumstances seem like, wow, mm-hmm, it's so hard right now. Or, God, why aren't you answering the way that I want my prayer answered? Well,
mm-hmm,
he's at work. He's
mm-hmm
sovereign. He knows what's best. He knows the long-term consequences of your witness, even in the most troubling circumstances.
Well, now I got to tell you, if there's time, I want to read the article from last month.
Okay.
Because it's exactly what you're talking
jump
about.
Right.
It's exactly what you're talking about. Letting go and trusting God. The story's been told about two partners from a small law firm who were having lunch. When suddenly one of them looked alarmed, he announced, "I have to go back to the office right away. I forgot to lock the safe." "What are you worried about?" asked the other. "We're both here." Trust can be a difficult thing. In the book of Exodus, we see a mother who had to trust God in an incredible way. Pharaoh decreed that every Hebrew baby boy was to be thrown into the Nile River. Moses' mother, however, kept and hid him until he was 3 months old. But it got to the point where she was no longer able to hide him. If caught, both she and her son would lose their lives. So she made a special waterproof basket and placed him into it. By faith, she placed him in the Nile River with the hope that he would be found and adopted. It must have been one of the hardest decisions she'd ever made. This mother had to give up her child to protect him. This was a moment where she truly had to trust God. There are times in our lives when we are left with no other option but to trust God. Somewhere in every situation, there's a line where man's options have been exhausted, and the rest is up to God. For some of us, it's medical. The doctors said there was nothing left for them to do. Maybe it's a loved one who has made a series of bad decisions, and you've done everything you could for that person, and there's nothing more you can do. When we hand a person or situation over to Him that says, God, I trust you. I trust that you will oversee and take care of this situation. You're the miracle worker. You can do more with it than I can. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. May you trust the God who's able to do the impossible today.
And you did the impossible. We just fit this in. SRN News won't wait. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Joey Kroll.
Okay. Yeah.
Letting go and trusting God.
No matter what.
Amen.
That's the hard part.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.